All right. It's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego, the last, you know, edition of Friday. This is the last edition. And yesterday we were looking at, you know, how, you know, this fourth industrial revolution is, whether is or not is able to, you know, marginalize or is coming to marginalize some people. And I found something, I found an argument, a further argument, by Tom Spiegel. Tom Spiegel is an employment lawyer in America who, you know, is arguing that, you know, this emerging technology will lead to discrimination. It will lead to more employment discrimination. Now we are talking about employment discrimination. And he's arguing here that there are at least five things that will lead to, you know, employees being discriminated against through technology, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly from employers. But he's listing five things that will be, you know, used, five major technologies or five levels of technologies. And I'll go through them, and then we will have a conversation. You come through to see whether you agree or not. Number one will be algorithm and software. Let me just get there. Yeah. Software and algorithm. You know? That's number one. So, this software and algorithm will be one element which be, you know, technology, or through technology, through which technology can, will lead to discrimination. Number two is facial and, you know, voice recognition. This requires people to talk and using a different, you know, maybe there's different accent and different, you know, different face expression. Then, three is self-assessment, whether employees could take self-assessment. That would be potential, you know, opportunity to, as to whether they will get the job or not. The number four, this is using facial or virtual assistants to find jobs or chat pits, and where, through which you can be asked questions about your qualification. And number five, pre-employment test on a computer. So that's another way. Now, let's get to these technologies are, you know, fascinating. And now let's get to how they will then be, you know, how they will lead to discrimination, how they will be used to discriminate employees. So, the example number one, whoever developed software and algorithm, whoever develops software and algorithm might, you know, be biased. Might be biased. There might be racial biases and gender biases in that. So people might be discriminated according to their race and according to their gender or based on their gender and race. So this person might unknowingly program the software and all algorithm to give special preferences to a certain gender, for example, over the other gender, or a certain, you know, color or a certain race. For example, the people that are likely, the gender that is likely, or the gender that is likely to be discriminated is queer people, or Q. I think we call it Q. That's how it is spelled, or you can pronounce it queer. However, but the LG, you know, TBQI, the LGBTQI. Those are most people who are likely to be discriminated, because somebody who programs the software and the algorithm may only consider men and women, he or she, and full stop. So, and algorithms are likely to discriminate somebody based on their race. People with light in complexion or might have some preferences over the dark complexion people, Arab over Israelis, you know, Chinese over, you know, for example, Rohingya and other minorities. This may lead to ethnological or ethnical discrimination unknowingly, because the person who programmed this software, or they will come up with the algorithm or software, only has a certain race in his mind unknowingly. Then there might be gender biased words, for example, he or she. So the he or she might only amount to men and women, those who are called straight. So straight people. And those who are not straight, I don't know whether they are. Some of these words we use, we say normal to somebody without disability. So he's a normal person. Because you have no disability, you are a normal person. Or because you are not homosexual, you are a straight person. I don't know where people get those words. But those are the words. So if these words might be used biasly, you know. And when it comes to the selection process of the job, somebody of a particular race and somebody of a particular gender might, you know, get some preferences. Might be advantageous over the other. For example, a homosexual is likely not to be, you know, considered when a gender biased, when the software is gender biased. So it might look at a man and a woman. And somebody, a Latino, and for example, a Russian might be discriminated. An Arab person or a black person might be, you know, discriminated, or might be disadvantaged in the selection as far as jobs are concerned. So it will also result into, you know, political biases will also play in. Somebody of Palestinian origin or somebody of Middle East origin who is not an Israeli might be, you know, disadvantaged. Or somebody who is from Iran, somebody from North Korea, somebody from Russia, somebody from Mexico and those other places, you know, and somebody from Britain, from USA, somebody from might, you know, be advantageous. And even to an extent, somebody from Africa might be marginalized in the process, you know, of job selection. They might give preferences to certain people, and this might be, you know, used for political reasons, just like we see many platforms now are being used for, you know, political gains, political side, when people want to take sides politically of what is going on in the world between Russia and the West. So FIFA is also coming in to say out to Russia, and all the sports, you know, commissions have banned Russians from, you know, partaking. So that can be also, you know, that can also be a reality in technology. Whosoever designs an algorithm, a software, if that person, or this can be used as, you know, a political gain. And in the world of COVID-19, where we have pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, which, of course, now we don't hear it anymore because there is a new kid on the block. There is Ukraine and Russia, Karatagoma. And maybe after that Karatagoma, we'll be able to get back to COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is followed now. There is a last born of all crises. There is monkeypox now, which is, you know, coming in. So we might move to a point where COVID-19 is now called a grown man. There are new bonds now in new kids on the block. So, but if COVID-19 prevails, you might see softwares being used to discriminate against groups based on their medical status. That's one. And number two, when it comes to facial and voice, you know, recognition, since, you know, our accent, I want to just give you an example that if you use, you know, Siri, there is a certain, you know, accent that Siri will pick. And Siri will say, I didn't quite catch that. But you have said something. I didn't quite catch that. But it's just because of the way you have pronounced the word or the way you have said it, your accent. Your accent also matters. So you need to rah-rah. So if you can't rah-rah, this voice recognition software might not pick what you are saying. So you need to rah-rah because the person that designed that software rah-rahs. So you also need to learn the art of accent. So this might be used to target certain people with certain, you know, accent and certain people with certain complexions. Now, some of us are too dark to the point that somebody has to edit my picture with Photoshop, at least for it to look better. So in that case, if I have to be there or on a computer that has that technology or software recognition, I might not even stand a chance. So this is how, you know, this emerging technology might, you know, discriminate if biases are not dealt with. So some people that have a unique manner of speech, people with speech disabilities might be, you know, discriminated against with when it comes to this voice recognition. For example, if somebody stammers it is likely, you know, that person is likely to be not to be picked by a software, because this voice recognition, assistive voice technology, this person might be discriminated, not because he's, you know, he's not able to speak, but because the person that designed this software is unaware of realities that have to do with speech. So even blind people, you know, some of us, our eyes can be closed, and I'm not even aware that my eyes are closed. So, and that might also affect when it comes to face recognition software. It might not, you know, because you need to be, you need to look a certain way for you to collaborate with the software. So those are the realities. There might be, you know, discrimination with this face and voice recognition software, looking at your voice, I mean your speech and your race, your color, and where you are from. So, you know, you, even people with depression might be, you know, discriminated against by this type of software, because you are not, you know, in looking, or you know, maybe your answers made, because in America there is an organization called America with Disability, ADA, that looks into the issues of persons with disability when it comes to technology. The number four, if this chatbot in virtual, you know, technology, if they ask you a question as to whether you were fired from work before, and you say yes, this might be one of the disqualifying. If you answer truthfully, your answer will result into a disqualification, but then without them considering that you were not given an opportunity to explain why you were fired from your work. You know? Maybe it was an illegal act from your previous job, boss. They fired you. But if that is a qualifying question, if you answer yes, you might be disqualified. So, the test itself, the technology itself may not be discriminatory, the aim itself, but if those biases are not looked into, they might result into a discrimination. You know, people might be discriminated unknowingly if it is not, those biases are not looked into. So those are, you know, five points that Tom Spiegel is talking about. And from him, his argument is saying that there should be, you know, there must be things put into place to avoid biases that will result into, you know, the discrimination of employers. So, and even employees, I mean, the discrimination of employees, but even employers can also be discriminated. Because if we use technology, somebody of color can be penalized, or somebody who is a foreigner can be penalized unlawfully. You know, they can be penalized unlawfully with using this type of, you know, technology when they are answering questions, wanting to establish, you know, their businesses in a foreign country. So those are the technologies. And even when you get to the airport with passports, or you have an automated, you know, system that facially recognizes you, and if you are dark, you might, you know, you might stay longer in the line or in the queue because the software is not, you know, there is no dark, there is no such a dark, you know, person on their data as an algorithm. So you are too dark. You might have to stay longer in the queue. We shall go for a short break. Then after a short break, we will be, you know, opening our lines for you to come through and we have a conversation. All right. It seems the computer here is just acting up a little bit. Sorry for that dead air there. And we'll fix it later. But if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-2884-01. Yes, something needs to be done, you know, to make sure that there are no biases.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Hello, Namibia. Enderapa manate, muyuni, walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthitha ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mbepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape. Nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma baro, no matumaraka gokuwa rukehe, nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelape ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o account awe oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe hogoro akucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto simdi mpoka pashangwa sen utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lelapay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. opo ukare wazuda kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raje tatu ime mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raje tatu ime ndatu mbari getatu, getatu, getatu ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pe, yimo nena nena, tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right. So what can be done, you know, to make sure that this technology is as inclusive as it could be or as it's supposed to be? Because otherwise, like I said, some of us, you know, we might not qualify because maybe your color is too, you know, your complexion is too dark or something, you stammer. So if you stammer, that software may not pick you up. So, and maybe you are, you know, blind and your eyes are closed and the software will think you are sleeping. So those things, because if they are not considered, they are biased. Those are the biases. To only consider, you know, women and men, you know, that are so-called straight. So I have to put that way. The women that are straight and the men that are straight. So those who are not straight, though the, you know, the lesbian, the transgender, you know, the bisexual, intersexual, then the, you see, they will not be considered. So you get into a you fill in a form and you say you are a woman, but then the software says, nope, you are not a woman, you are a man. Or you are not a man, you are a woman. So you are not a girl, you are a boy. You are not this, you are that. Because the person that, you know, designed that software, in his mind, he only have certain people, certain race, certain gender. He didn't have any other. He didn't consider, you know, people with speech disability, or those people who, you know, who have the people who are deaf, for example. And there are people who, when you are taken through a test, a computer test, there are people who need a braille, you know, keyboard for them to type faster. I don't even know how to use a braille keyboard anyway. But there are those who need that for them to pass that by typing test. You know, the lucky thing about us is that we were exposed to old, you know, typewriters. Yeah, I'm not sure whether you remember those typewriters. They were more in offices, you know, the offices of the secretary. You have a typist. They used to be called typist. And those typewriters, you set the margin to 72 margins on your left and 72 on the right. Then, you know, you put in the paper and you type, and you make sure that your typing is as accurate as you can, so that, because there is no delete. You know, there is no delete. You make sure that you are as accurate. I remember getting through the, you know, typing, or I mean, speed and accuracy. We used to do that, speed and accuracy. That is called, you know, touch typing. So you need to be accurate as you can. so that you make sure you are not, you know, going to, you, there is no typing error. So when computers came, you know, we were lucky because the computer keyboard is the same with the typewriter, ASDF, GHJKL, and then colon. You know, then you have ZXCVBN. M, then you have a comma and full stop, then you have the, you know, QWERTYUIOP, you know, the 1, 2, 3 up to 0, and then you have the F, the line of the F, F1, F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, F8, F9, F10, F11, F12. That's a keyboard. That's what you used to call, you know, the home row in typing language. You used to call it a home row. So there were no F. The F series only is a function on the computer. Yeah, so when computer came, we were lucky that we, you know, were exposed to typewriters. But people who were not exposed to typewriters, the person who designed this type of software might not be aware of that. And this might be, you know, a biased way of expectation. It might be a biased expectation. And what can be done, you know, to make sure that there is fairness here? That's another question. Number two question is, do you agree? Can you say that Tom Spiegel is right in his assessment? Can you say that Tom Spiegel is right in his assessment? His list of four major, you know, levels of in which technology might be used or might lead to discrimination. Can you say he is, you know, right? Can you say he is right by his assessment? Can you say that his assessment is right? Or maybe you have a different opinion. If you have a different opinion, you can still make your way here. You know, our time has come to 18 minutes to 12. We still have enough time to have a conversation. One of the solutions that can lead to, you know, avoiding technological biases is when there are many hands in the design of technology. For example, when people of color or black people also come up with their own facial recognition that is able to, you know, identify different type of dark, you know, different type of complexions as far as the dark color is concerned, my darkness, somebody else's darkness. Some people say there are 3 nights put together. Maybe me, I'm 10 nights put together. So all that needs to be, you know, coded in algorithm so that we sell that to say, hey, China, if you see a person like this, he's still a human being. So if you see somebody with this complexion, remember, he's still a human being. He's just more darker than the other. So, and if you see the person talking like this, if the person pronounced important, and instead of saying important, is saying important, or the person is saying important, that is still English. It's still the word important. It's just, you know, the problem, the issue with a language, or I mean a pronunciation that is based on a dialect of a native language. Or if you hear somebody saying, you know, there's a word, heart. You know, some people saying the earth. Some will say the earth, or the art, or the heart. You know, it's still earth. But, or somebody will say S, because they don't have a TH sound in their language. So you will say S, as in earth. So it's still English. So this person should not be penalized, because somebody needs to come in, you know, to identify all those biases that may be, you know, you know, all those biases that may exist. There are a lot of, you know, pronunciations that are based on our native, that have a native language influence. We cannot say water. Water, we say water. So if I say water, I'm still saying, so the person from, the person from Texas will say, you know, water or water, whatever, and the Chinese will say water. So it's still water. But somebody must come in then to, you know, identify, cause the software and algorithm to be able to detect that the person steals, or the person still means water. It's just because of, we cannot catch up with, you know, that that correct pronunciation of, you know, water. But I still mean water. So those are the biases. And somebody, and there must be, you know, people who, you know, stammer, to be part of a team, you know, that identifies those biases, that if a person says this way, it's still a word like this, or the software must be programmed to be able to, there must be a button where if somebody stammers can click, so that when the person speaks, this software is able to still, you know, get what he's saying. There must be, you know, just like when you look at the softwares that are, you know, the speech technology that exist, you have an option of British English, you have South African English, you have Indian English, because they want to accommodate all the accents. They want to accommodate all accents. We shall go for a short break, and we continue again after this. Just stay tuned.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it's 8 minutes to 12. If you want to be part of the conversation, still not late. You can still come through. Yeah, so one of those issues, somebody who stammers should also be part of the team that design voice technology so that he is able to advise, you know, the software designers and algorithm coders to, you know, how that software can, you know, recognize somebody with, you know, that nature. And then we also need, you know, people with language, like what they've done well to, you know, include Indian English, South African English, at least South African English. If you speak with that, you know the software is able to pick you up. But we also have our own English here in Namibia, Namlish, which is very, very strong. And there is a need for us to come on board, you know, as far as dealing with those biases are concerned. And like I gave you an example, that if you see some, you can also, as people who are, you know, black people who are into software designing, we also come up with our own algorithm. And then we sell it to the Chinese. We say, look, if you see somebody like this, he's still a human being. He's just more darker. He's just more darker. If you see somebody like this, they are not sleeping. It's just because they can't see. Their eyes can be, you know, it's automatic that somebody will be, you know, speaking with closed eyes. You know, I went on our Facebook page the other time and somebody was making a comment to say, is he sleeping? Yeah, and those are the, and sometimes you look at the person and say, is this guy out of his mind asking a question like that? But sometimes, you know, it's not that the person is bullying. It's just because the person is not aware of that there are people that can be with closed eyes and it doesn't really matter or register that your eyes are closed. You know, for me, I don't care whether my eyes are closed or open. It doesn't matter. It doesn't add or take anything from me. So, but sometimes it's not really interpreted into a way to say the person is insensitive. It's just because the person does not know or is not aware that something of that nature can, you know, can happen. Yeah. So, that is, and if you have, you know, coding, especially with facial recognition software, it can be developed to be able to take on all that, to be able to, you know, to accommodate everyone else who is otherwise, you know, challenged in one way or the other. So it's not always, you know, bullying, but just because the people don't understand, and they need to be made aware. They need to be, you know, they need to be made to understand. Yeah. So even us, we among ourselves as black people, we marvel, we say, that guy is dark. So that guy is black. Yeah, because the person is more black than you. Whenever you find somebody more than you in something or less than you in something, that person is in for, you know, kind of bullying of some sort. Somebody more taller, somebody more bigger, somebody more shorter, somebody more smaller, you know, they get names. They get to be treated in a different way. So those biases, when it comes to technology, needs to be, you know, they need to be identified so that even people with height disability, the dwarves, would not be treated like the software would not pick at. Not pick them as toddlers, for example. That software must be programmed to accommodate them as well. So that those are, you know, the arguments from the employment lawyer from America, Tom Spiegel, who feels that something needs to be done to avoid that. To avoid, you know, people being mistreated based on their color. So we are going for a short break, and after a short break, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
infections, including HIV. It's safe, circumcised,
and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth.